Thanks, Basil, and good day, Millsy. Marijuana is now legal in 33 American states, and now comes a warning about car crashes involving stoned drivers. Chad Britton was just 16 when he was struck and killed outside his Colorado high school by another teenager driving high on pot. Chad's father...
He was a beautiful soul. They'd do anything for anyone.
The American Automobile Association, the AAA, has just looked at 10 years of traffic deaths in Washington state. It found the number of drivers high on marijuana involved in fatal car crashes more than doubled since legalization there in 2012. AAA's Jake Nelson is alarmed, telling CBS.
If you're going to use marijuana, you shouldn't drive. And if you know you have to drive, you should not use marijuana in any shape or form.
Surveys show more than one in five behind the wheel is high here, and with police now stopping more impacted drivers than ever.
Why do you drive around smoking? You know that's not a good idea, right?
Yeah, I do.
Washington State Trooper Bruce Mayer.
Very common. We run into it every day.
Police are increasingly stopping drivers who are mixing pot with booze or with other drugs.
It affects your cognitive abilities, your decision-making. It slows down your reaction times.
Public service TV spots like this one are now running.
The police can't tell that I'm driving high.
Wrong. Another frightening stat, 11,000 drivers were surveyed in Colorado. 69% of those who identified as cannabis users said they had driven high in the past year. And Millsy and Basil, shockingly, 10% said they drove better while stoned.